first, let's travel to Tasmania and speak to Alistair Ollington, president of Ulverston Football Club down there in Tassie. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Good morning, Carlos. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really well, mate. It's great to have you on the show. Tell us about Ulverston Football Club. How many players, teams, what competition are you playing in?
Yeah, so Ulverston's a relatively small club down here in Tassie. We have about 340 registered players. They range through from under 8s through to, we had a couple of players this last year that were in their 60s, so we cater for all age groups.
And what sort of history has the club got? Is it a long history or is it a club that's relatively new?
No, it's a club that's been around for a long time. It was established in 1961, so just over 50 years. In fact, this last season we actually celebrated 50 years involvement for one member.
Fantastic. And is that member still involved? And I'm just wondering whether you generally these clubs start because of families get together and they want to do something for their community. Maybe some of the original people from the you know first family that started the club, are they still around?
Yeah, so there are some of those still around, and that member that I was talking about is still around as a supporter, and his grandkids and great-grandkids are still playing in the club as well.
That's fantastic, mate. And tell us about the breakdown of teams that you might have. Is there juniors, obviously juniors, but are there senior teams playing in the competitions too?
Yep, so we have both. We actually run the local schools program on behalf of FFT for the Ulverston area. We have around 20 primary school teams that play in a competition that we run from under 8s through to under 12s. And then we also have youth teams, under 14s, under 16s, under 18s, and senior teams as well. Our top team at the moment is our women's team, which is the Women's Super League, which is the statewide league here in Tassie at the moment.
Alistair, I've actually done a little bit of homework on the Tassie, the way they run the junior football, and I know a lot of the schools actually, whereas around Australia, clubs as distinct from schools playing the local competitions, but actually schools play as clubs in local competition in Tassie up until a certain age, don't they?
Yeah, that's correct. It depends on which area they're in. There are various junior associations across the state. For us, we run that up to the under 12 age group, and we invite the schools to organise players into teams, and we organise a roster for them and host that at our club.
It's a fantastic model. I just think you want to get more kids playing the game. We know a lot of kids are playing it in schools anyway around Australia. It seems really weird to me that we don't tap into that schools market more like the way that Tasmania have. Tell us about some of the success stories. We saw Nathaniel Atkinson debut for Melbourne City in the A-League on the weekend. We've seen Jeremy Walker come out of Tasmania. David Clarkson all those years ago came out of Tasmania. Any success stories from Ulverston that you might want to talk about?
Yeah, so Jeremy, who you've just mentioned, is actually a former Ulverston player. He actually came up through our development program a number of years ago. So it's good to see him having success on the national stage at the moment. And look, we've had other players that have headed across to Europe and the UK to play in lower divisions over there. But Jeremy's probably the most well-known of those.
So what would you say the strength of your club is? Obviously, you know, I always talk, whenever we talk to clubs all around Australia, we know that they're community hubs. We know that they're vibrant. They mean so much to the community. But tell us about the link you have with your community and the impact and the benefits you might give to your community by just existing the way you are.
Yeah, so for us, we probably serve a slightly wider community than just Ulverston, and we have players coming from as far away as Burnie and Devonport coming to play with us. There are four clubs along the coast, and the four clubs tend to try and work together quite closely to provide football for a variety of ages. Look, in terms of community benefit, just the obvious things, I think, in terms of having a place where kids can come and participate in something that's positive. It's a great social atmosphere. One of the things about the club that I've always loved is that it's very much an inclusive place. You walk in the door, people shake your hand and smile and greet you. And, you know, we're trying to create that sort of an environment where people feel safe and welcome, but they also then have an opportunity to participate in sport to keep them active and have that positive environment in that way as well.
We know that multicultural Australia has always been, a real, almost the genesis of the sport in this country. Tell us about the diversity of the families and the type of players that you might have at your club.
Yeah, so some of the founders at our club certainly have a Dutch heritage, and that was part of the formation of the club, I suppose, in that they came across and wanted to play their game and brought that to our area. At the moment, we're not a terribly diverse area of the country, actually. In fact, I think statistically we're one of the least diverse, but we do have some people involved in the club from the Middle East and from other nations as well at the moment.
Mm. And the challenge is obviously local clubs. I mean, I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone from local clubs anywhere in Australia who said it's all positive and it's all easy going. It's a tough thing when you're relying on volunteers and you don't have a lot of resources. Tell us about the challenges you guys face to put a program out week in, week out.
Yeah, one of the big things we're finding at the moment and have found over the last few years is being a smaller area of the country and a lower population, the number of coaches particularly is quite small. FFT have been working to try and improve that by putting on more programs to train coaches. But the number of coaches is quite small to spread out across the clubs in our area. And getting people that are available to come and coach teams year in, year out is one of the difficulties. And as much as I hate to mention it, the age-old issue of finance, as you mentioned, it's a volunteer club, and being able to find sponsors and raise money to maintain the club is one of the difficult things we face each year.
And you're obviously on the right track. It's a club with a long history, Alistair. It sounds like it's going as well as it always has. Tell us what the vision of the club will be in 10 years' time.
Yeah, so at the moment we're actually working very very much with our junior base. We want to grow that base. It has dropped off over the last few years and we want to see that expand again. And one of the main reasons for that is that we have a strong feeling that junior base is what actually helps our senior club be strong and healthy. There are opportunities in the next few years. FFT are introducing promotion and relegation to their NPL program, here, men's NPL program and women's NPL programs. So we're hoping that we can not only have a women's state league side, but in the next few years we can also push towards having a men's NPL side as well.
Fantastic, Alistair. Well, you're certainly moving with the times. I hear great things about Alveston Football Club, and obviously you as president have a lot to do with that with your committee and all the volunteers. Congratulations on how it's going, and we'd love to chat to you down the track and see how you're progressing.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. That's Alistair Ollington, president of the Alveston Football Club in Tasmania. Decades old. I mean, it's amazing how these clubs survive over that length of time, and actually not only survive, but actually get better and better as years progress. And it's all due to the volunteers. It's all due to the local community. So if you're in that area, make sure you support that club.